A Switch gamepad, joysticks that attach to your phone, whatever this is. These are just a few of the awful accessories I bought for Brawl Stars. And I'm going to be testing every product and rating them from 1 to 5 stars. Alright, so the first product we're going to be reviewing for this video are the mobile gaming sticks. I got these off Amazon for about $10. I'm also curious of how I'm going to put these on my phone. Like, it kind of looks like you can just like peel it off and stick it. I hope not, because that might damage my screen, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. But taking a first look at them, they seem to be decent quality. Here's the black one, and I'm gonna feel how it moves around. It feels a little cheap, which, to be honest, is what I expected. Now here's the white one, and taking a side-by-side comparison, they look identical. Now I'm gonna actually try to put them on my phone, and they're a bit different than how I thought they'd work. The movement stick feels okay, I have no complaints. Oh no, why is my attack so short? I think it's because the joystick has a limit to how much it can be moved. So far, I'm not a huge fan of how this feels, but maybe I'll change my mind after a few games. So I feel like these mobile sticks kind of restrict my movement, so that's why I'm playing Max, because I truly want to test how good these actually feel. I just don't like how this feels. It feels very clunky. It's kind of hard to like aim like slightly. You see me right now, I'm struggling to hit Brock. Trust me, that's not because I'm bad. But let's see how good the movement actually is. I'm just going to walk up the map and see if I can juke my way up.
Hello, Piper, how are you?
Why was there a Buster? I mean, the movement itself does feel pretty good. Let's see if I can juke my way up. All right, Brock, try to hit me. Try to hit me, Brock. Come on. Nope, can't hit me. Nobody can hit me? Wait, are these actually the best sticks ever? Catch it up. Get a free kill. No, the knockback. Dude, let me get a kill. Buster, please, dude, go away. I have hypercharge. Dash up, kill him. And I'm just going to keep doing what I can with these mobile sticks. It just feels so, like, cheap, which makes sense. They were $10 on Amazon. We're now even in gems. As long as our teammates don't do anything dumb, which our bus just did. Okay, this is fine. This is fine. We need one gem to reset. We would just need one gem to reset. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Just gonna keep auto-aiming. Gonna keep auto-aiming. No! I mean, that game didn't go great. I went 2-6. I can't even tell what my Poco went because the dumb joystick is covering it. At the end of the day, though, these sticks are just really hard to use, and I don't care if they're from Amazon. I don't think any high-quality version of these is gonna make up for the fact that they're just not good. So I'm gonna be rating this product 2 out of 5 stars. Now, those mobile sticks were pretty bad, but what might be even worse is this. These are mobile triggers that you put on your phone. It's literally just supposed to be used for, like, mobile games like Call of Duty and PUBG, but I'm gonna see if they work on Brawl Stars. My first impression of this thing isn't bad. It actually rests pretty comfortably on top of my phone, but I did have to move my attack button to the top of the screen so the trigger could touch it. After a bit of troubleshooting, I did get the trigger to finally work, but there was a big problem, and that was that you could only auto-aim with the triggers. So to truly test this product out, I'm going to use a brawler that's easy to auto-aim and a brawler that's hard to auto-aim. So for the easy brawler, I've chosen Edgar because his attack is just a straight-up punch. I don't need to do any aiming. This is my chance with the Kenji again. Jump! And just keep pressing the stupid trigger. I mean, honestly, this is about how every Edgar player already plays. I'm not really changing anything. Let's see if I can make a huge play with my hypercharge. Click, click, get it back. Keep auto-aiming, keep jumping. I'm just pressing the trigger. Get back here, dude. Why is it not working anymore? There we go. We're so close to winning. We literally need 3% more. Please. No. Please, please. I don't want to lose the Buzz Lightyear. I mean, I got star players somehow. So for the bad brawler, I've chosen Maisie because she is notoriously bad for auto-aiming. Oh, I can't let this Daryl score. Okay. Block them back. Get one kill. Kill? Did I just team wipe with Maisie? This is where it's going to be really hard because it's a completely out in the open. And auto-aiming is just going to be so hard. I somehow get a kill though. Gonna super up. If I keep auto-aiming, eventually I'll probably get a super back. That's another kill. Super. Okay, the Daryl rolled through me, but please. I'm still alive. I do die to the Buzz Lightyear though. I honestly don't know how this is working so well. I mean, like, normally Maisie is very hard to auto-aim with. Now the whole enemy team is dead, so I'm just gonna super it into the goal. Let's see the stats as well. 7-3. I got double star players with these triggers. Are these actually a good product? The short answer is no. These triggers are absolutely terrible. Unless you're an Edgar player, of course, and just auto-aim. So I'm gonna be ranking these a 1 star. But if you thought that product was crazy, next we've got a cooler that you put on your phone. This product was the funniest to me because on the Amazon picture, the hands are literally freezing. I hope that doesn't happen to me, or maybe I hope it does, because that would mean the product works. I gotta admit, I do kind of like the RGB colors this thing has on the back. And this thing is magnetic, so all I gotta do is pop it on the back of my phone, and I'm ready to go. I'm gonna use this thing for one game and see how cold my phone gets. I'm using Lou because Lou freezes people, and this product is gonna freeze my phone. And I'm going to freeze this Buzz Lightyear just how this product is freezing my phone. And I'm going to freeze the Fang. Dude, I don't know why they just all walked right into that. I've already got my hypercharge built up. I might have to use it on the student. Nope, we're good. I am going to use it on the Buzz Lightyear, though, because I am sick of Buzz Lightyears all day.
I can actually feel my phone getting colder. By the end of this match, my hands might be frozen.
And that is the last of the gems we need. All right, we're so close to winning. No! Okay, that might have been a throw on my part. So now I can go up and just freeze people.
I can hide
in this bush. Not gonna expect me. Freeze the Fang. Now I'm coming for this stew. Hypercharge. Freeze him. I'm just freezing everyone. I'm gonna freeze the Buzz Lightyear too. Let's go. All right. Now that the game is over, I'm gonna see how my phone feels. I'm gonna just straight up take this thing off and feel the back of it. And the back of it actually is like freezing. It's very cold. I mean, in my opinion, this isn't a bad product. If you're using an older phone that heats up really bad, this product can actually work. So I'm gonna give this a 4.5 stars.
That last product was surprisingly good, but this next one I'm pretty skeptical about, and it's this. I want all of you to take a guess of what this could possibly be. This is an auto clicker for phones. I know, who in their right mind would buy an auto clicker for phones? Not even sure how I'm going to use this for Brawl Stars just yet, but I'll figure something out. Once I turned it on, I saw a small number. This number indicates how many times it'll click per second. So I could click anywhere from one time a second to 99. First, we're going to try out 99 clicks. Oh my gosh, look how fast I'm firing. I don't think I'm actually firing any faster though, but it still looks really cool. Okay, that sound is getting annoying.
Okay, now it's time to turn on the auto clicker. Okay, all my bullets are immediately being shot out. I also picked Colt because when I'm out of ammo, I can just do this and get all my ammo back. I'm dying quite a lot, which probably shows how bad these products are, or just how bad I am at the game, I guess. Come on, reload. Please, get him. Okay, nice. So I think it's time we change it up a little bit. Now I'm going to make it to where my attack will only go every 5 seconds. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Okay.
Hello.
I didn't even get the Angelo. Honestly, I'm not sure what's harder, shooting constantly or having to wait 5 seconds.
And I actually can't believe we won that game.
Now we're gonna try this out with Sam, but the only difference is that now I'm gonna have to control my super. Go for this, Jesse. I'm just chasing it down, spamming my super. All right, let's see where my gloves take me this time. And if for some reason it keeps going onto this Juju, who's the one brawler here that counters me really hard. This is my final chance. I just gotta keep healing up. And, I mean, this game is completely over. And yeah, 1-4, but somehow my dog did even worse. Yeah. This thing isn't that great. I mean, if you want to roleplay as a Sam or Edgar main, like I said earlier, overall, this thing is pretty fun, but it is not very practical. So I'm just going to rate this product a 1 star. Though it is good for one thing, hitting that subscribe button.
Now this next product is another really weird one that I found, which is gamer gloves. I'm sure you've all heard of finger sleeves used for Brawl Stars, but these are entire gloves, which I don't see the purpose of, but I guess I won't know until I try them. Okay, so I've got both of the gloves here, and my first impression of them is that they feel really weird. It's so hard to describe how they feel. It's almost like wearing shoes without socks. Huh? And in my opinion, having entire gloves are pretty pointless, but maybe they'll have some use.
Okay, first game with these gloves, and honestly, my first impression is that these are just straight up not very comfortable. They also kind of restrict my movement. Like, it's hard for me to move my thumb and my index finger, like, too far apart from each other.
And they've already scored. It's these gloves, dude, I swear.
Okay, I know what this Buzz is gonna do. He's not gonna do it. He's gonna instantly destroy with my super. This is a perfect scoring opportunity right here. Never mind, that did not work out as well as I thought it would. I just don't feel any better playing these gloves, and they just feel so unnecessary. Like, could you imagine Tensai using these? I haven't played basketball in a while, but that should be a goal. And now the whole map is open, and I have a Griff super. This is exactly what you play Griff for, to have these open maps. Do I even trust my Buzz to score this? I guess I'm gonna see how he does. Please, please, bro!
I am sick of random.
Overall, the gloves aren't terrible, especially if you have slick screens. But if you really want to solve that problem, just buy finger sleeves. So I'm going to rate this product a 3 stars.
And now the last product we're going to be reviewing today is this mobile controller. This is a controller that you're supposed to put your phone in, and using Bluetooth, you can play it. It definitely does not resemble any other existing consoles whatsoever. I'm really curious if this actually will work with Brawl Stars. I'm guessing not, but if it does, it would be pretty interesting.
Okay, I'm really excited to see if this thing actually works. After charging it, I turned it on, plugged my phone in, and now the big moment, does it work? No way it doesn't. That was actually a pre-recorded clip.
but we're still going to give this product one fair try. I'm just going to have to hold it like a gamepad, but still use touch controls. And so far, I'm not liking how this feels because the joysticks are kind of getting in the way of my thumbs. But there's only one thing that'll get me through this, and that's controller Larry and Lori. Nice try, Buzz, but you probably should have been defending the goal instead of going for me. I really wanted this product to work, but let's be honest, this and all the other products I've bought won't actually make you better at Brawl Stars. So unless you like the feel of a Switch, this product's getting a 1 star. And the moral of today's video is, never buy junk from Amazon. Subscribe.